We have Dave Beaupre.
Thanks for calling.
You're the owner of Bad Boy, that miniature horse. Can you tell us, can you synopsize that story, please?
Okay. The horse was in the alfalfa field right across from my pasture. It was approximately 10 o'clock in the evening. My dog started barking. Naturally looked out the window, saw nothing going on. But at 11 o'clock, the horse was found dead on the Lake Road and Airport intersection.
Mm.
What had happened in between time, some person or persons decided to run this pony down the road approximately a mile. They had him in and out of the ditch four times, and we could tell where the footprints of the horse went and the vehicle tracks right on the horse. At that time, they ran over top of the horse or into it. The pony knocked the fog light out of the pickup, which is a 2003 to a 2007 Silverado. And they evidently didn't kill it because they hooked onto the halter with something, drug it down the road till they finally killed it, loaded it into the pickup, took it down to the intersection, like I say, of the Lake Road and the airport corner, and dropped it off.
This is a terrible story, and you say they. Do officials think there was more than one person involved in this? Or?
Now, this miniature pony weighed about 350 pounds, so it would take at least two people to load it.
How? I was going to ask you about the size, that weight. How tall was Bad Boy?
Approximately 38 inches.
Okay. And how did you come into possession of this miniature horse?
I was at a horse sale about 10 years ago, and he walked into the ring and just kind of fell in love with him.
And from what I've read, this Bad Boy was a favorite of the grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. He was like an oversized dog. I mean, he was nuzzling you in your pocket. You could throw the grandchildren on and just walk away, and he would walk them around the yard until he got tired, and then he'd stop. And in fact, that's how the pony got his true name, was Bad Boy, because when the pony would stop, the grandkids would say, "Bad Boy, you keep going." And so it was one of them deals. His name just stuck.
How are the grandkids doing with the loss of Bad Boy?
Well, I had to kind of lie to him a little bit. I said, "Well, Bad Boy passed away last night," and I said he was getting old. He had a heart attack, so he went to a greener pasture. So the younger kids don't even know what actually happened, and I kind of like to keep it that way.
Well, can you tell us about the kind of response that you have received and authorities in Bottineau County, North Dakota, have received to word of the death of Bad Boy?
The response has been phenomenal. We've got people sending donations for the information leading to the recovery of the people that did it or the conviction. I've had checks come in as far away as Wisconsin, South Dakota. And the Sheriff's Department has really been excellent. I mean, they're really working this case. Stockman Association is involved. Our local Turtle Mountain Veterinary Service is involved. We did have one family that contacted us here about a week ago. They raised miniature ponies, and they donated a miniature pony to my grandchildren.
A reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the perpetrators, correct?
Exactly.
Do you have what the amount of that reward is at this point?
The Stockman hasn't put a dollar amount on it, but locally we have received, this is a rough figure, between $400 and $500 so far.
Well, I would like to see that increase. Has anybody established a website or is there a place where one may make a donation to enhance that reward?
There's a couple of addresses if they want to make a donation. They can send a check to Turtle Mountain Veterinary Service, 9925 Country Road 49, Bottineau, Bottineau, North Dakota, 58318. And the other address, they can mail the checks directly to me, and that's Dave Beaupre, Beaupre, 10010 16th Avenue Northeast. There again, Bottineau, North Dakota, 58318.
All right, I'll repeat those. Turtle Mountain Veterinary, 9925 Country Road 49, Bottineau, 58318.
518.
Okay. 58318. Or Dave Beaupre, B-O-P-P-R-E, 10010, 16th Avenue North, Botno, 58318.
That'd be northeast.
Northeast.
Yep.
58318.
Yep.
Okay. Got to make sure.
And the money that come in, they're going into a savings account. They will be held there until either we catch the perpetrators or at the end of 3 years. And the money's, I guess we don't know if they want their checks or if they want the money returned. We'll issue a check back to the person or person. I guess the other possibility is that being the pony was such a lover of children that we would just as soon take the monies if we cannot catch the people and donate it to the St. Jude Children's Center.
Oh. Well, that would be my option. I certainly hope that anybody who knows the driver of what sort of a vehicle do they say it is because of the broken fog light?
It's between a 2003 and a 2007 Silverado pickup.
Mm. So if you know anybody, we're looking for them, and you can contact Botno County authorities, the sheriff's office. And Dave, sorry about your loss, but on the other side of the coin, you've seen the best that can come out of people. And Senator Tim Flackel, state of North Dakota, who wrote the more stringent animal cruelty laws and saw them through the legislature, is outraged. And that conversation can be heard at KFGO.com. And this conversation will be, too, certainly before 2 o'clock today. Dave, thank you very much. And good luck on finding the culprits that did that terrible thing to your lovely horse.
I want to thank you and everyone else that's helping.